It is now 6 o'clock, and I call to order the Thursday, June 21st, or 24th, 2021, Quarry Monitoring Committee to order. Would you please call the roll?
Alderwoman Kristen Wilhelm is excused.
Absent. Okay. We say absent now. Absent. It's either here or absent.
Okay. Member Fred Knuppel?
Here.
Alderman Mike Barber?
Here.
Member Dallas Shirk?
Here.
Member John Tenhaken?
Here.
Non-voting member Dinah Swanson is absent.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes or see the minutes? I'll request a motion to approve the minutes unless there's any corrections.
Motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passed. One absent and four ayes. Any citizens here for citizen comment period? Okay, may you please approach and give us your address and name and... You have to seek permission.
Try now.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. Clint Winninger with Payne and Dolan. I just had a couple things I wanted to share with the committee. This week, over the course of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had everyone from the fire department come through for quarry tours. The fire chief had reached out to our site manager, Kyle Bosch, and thought it would be a good idea because there's been a lot of new faces in the fire department. It's been a while, so if there was ever any emergency or anything like that, plus I think they just thought it was cool to give them a tour. So they split that up over 3 days and gave everyone in the fire department a tour of the quarry, so which is a good thing. So, and that just reminds me, if any of you want to go for a tour, you know, it's on a as-needed basis, just call me and I can arrange it for any time. During the week, we're operating, it's probably better, but if it's a Saturday because it fits your schedule better or something like that, we're flexible with that too. And then for those of you that may not know, we help sponsor some of the Franklin Civic Celebration stuff. We found out I called John Bergner right around, I think it was Memorial Day, and he said, yeah, we weren't sure. I hadn't heard anything. He said, we weren't sure. And he said, yeah, we're going for it. Can you guys help us? So, and in the past, we're continuing our sponsorship of the fireworks that we've done for quite a while. But in addition, we also provide the generator and the light plants and then the electrical setup, too, for all the food vendors and then the main tent up here. And then, like, every other year or every third year, we'll run quarry tours. We'll set up a tent and then run quarry tours here. This year, we decided not to do that with just coming off of COVID and everything else, but next year, we'll look at doing that again, where we just open it up to have a sign-in sheet, and we get three or four coach buses and take people through the quarry and allow them to get out and see some of the big equipment, take pictures, ask questions, do that kind of stuff. So that was just a couple of the updates that I wanted to provide. So thank you.
Thank you. Regular, could the meeting minutes reflect that as an update?
Can add some comment during the citizen comment period.
Yeah, as a quarry update, call it, or something like that, so it is officially on the record. And did you record Dana as present?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You were a minute late. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Okay, moving on. There are no other citizens, so I'll close the citizen comment period. Are there any, there's no hearing matters to be addressed at this point? No, okay. Well, then we'll get on to our two business items, which are having to do with the discussion of the frequency of regular committee meetings. I think by code, we are required to have a monthly meeting.
The rules of the committee doesn't say that it have to be monthly.
Because there were two different kinds of motions made, and I think one of them has it that we would meet monthly. It was codified somehow. I'll check on that.
Okay.
But we can still go ahead with a discussion as to how many meetings is Stantec going to be here? What are they committed to in terms of the contract where they would be making their reports?
So next meeting for Stantec is August, November, and February next year.
Okay. So I'll just open up the discussion by saying we absolutely have to have a meeting in August and November to kind of get the full update. I know that the quarry doesn't meet or doesn't do a lot depending on weather going into the winter months, depending on how the demand is as well as the winter. So one of the things we do have to do, if the Stantec contract is in place by, you know, the next few meetings, then we have some options as to how many meetings we would have or when we would have them, because we can catch up on the actual blasting information. So I guess I'd like to hear what other people from the committee have to say at this point.
If there's a relatively low amount of citizen complaints, I don't
know. Well, you gotta be red. Hit the button again. Next one over. There you go. You're live.
All right. I think the frequency of meetings should be relative to the number of citizen complaints. If there's a low number of complaints, I don't see a reason to meet every month.
Unless there's other business, like the contract or something. Like
sure.
That. Fred, what do you think?
Meeting every month, and I've been here, for a lot of meetings. Seems like we spin our wheels a lot. We hear the same things over and over. And perhaps if we stretch out when we have the meetings, citizens will be a little more inclined to come instead of saying, oh, I got to go tonight, or I got to go next month, or I got to go. Maybe if they said, well, we can put it on the calendar for 3 months down the way, and it might help to get citizens here. Because I know that we've sat through a lot of comments, and the people are upset, but we've told them we can't do anything. We're a recommending body, per se. Perhaps if we have more citizens comment to take to the Common Council, it may register a little differently.
Okay. Anybody else?
Jen, you made a point to meet relative to the number of complaints. I think the complaints through the online submission month to month pretty much are steady. I think the people that complain about it will always put those complaints in. To Fred's point, you know, relative to say the number of people that show up, you know, we were just talking before the meeting and Jen said, when was the last time we had a citizen? I think it was about a year ago. Maybe it was in September. And we had probably three or four, maybe five people in a row consecutively air their grievances. And I agree that would be much more productive for us to hear that. While it is kind of a contentious thing to listen to, it's more productive for us. There's really no motions to make if the quarry's operating within limits. There's nothing really other than just daily, you know, monthly or annual business. So I don't know the best answer, but I think monthly is probably not. Maybe if it's quarterly or if it's at most every other month, that's probably something that's sufficient. Certainly during the winter, probably a meeting that February. Maybe we do some tidying up for that coming busy season. But definitely meeting through the working months, you know, loading up mortar in that time of the year, I think would be appropriate.
Dana?
Yeah, so being new, just some of my thoughts. How well advertised are these meetings, or, you know, are they announced in any kind of fashion? So could it be that people might learn more about Payne and Dolan, you know, through the 4th of July activities that we're about to be having? So I don't know if there's any type of, are you familiar with us and what we do and who we are kind of thing. So just ways to get out into the community so that the community knows.
What about, and shame on me if it's in there, what about the, is it a monthly or bi-monthly, the newsletter that goes out for the city? Is there a section in there for the quarry that clarifies or discusses anything?
No. No, they're unaware of that. There's a section for the quarry in the
there
newsletter.
Is not.
All the information about the quarry is on the city's website.
Okay. How accessible is the city's website to citizens? Shame on me for not knowing this. I'm on the committee. I'll do some investigation of my own now.
But all the agenda, the meeting packets are available.
So that's all accessible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And some information, the background information, or general information about the quarry and the committee.
But if I wanted to find that, I'd have to go, not, I don't want to use the negative connotation, go out of my way, but I'd have to be intently go and find this. It's
right,
not,
correct.
It's
yeah.
not just right there available
no, yeah,
to
correct,
me.
Yeah.
There is a list of citizens that have come to these meetings that I have as my distribution, and I send them, there's probably 15 people that have been here in the past that have given me their emails or expressed concerns. And I have, and they're basically people that live around the quarry.
Sure.
Either a little bit to the east on 51st in that area, or primarily to the south of Drexel in my subdivision, the River subdivision. So I send that out as soon as I get it from Regulo, and I send the packet to them. So the people that have been interested get that information, or that I know have been interested, get that information for every meeting. So
okay.
That helps. I don't know. I don't know if we need to advertise more than that. If they come and express a concern, we can always ask to have a distribution that I can they can add them to mine, if nothing else.
Yeah. It's an interesting asset that we have in our community. You know, I think eventually the long-term plan is very interesting of what, you know, what we intend to do with it. And I think, you know, people would probably be more engaged in it if they knew of it. So some type of, and advertising is the wrong word, but just some type of, you know, I think, you know, in the newsletter that would be interesting just to have like a little square section about the quarry.
And there was a period of time last year when there were, I mean, we're talking COVID has done a lot because we weren't coming to meetings.
Right.
We were away, we were virtual. And some of the people that complain don't know virtual.
Right.
So they'd come to the meetings and not see us, and they were somewhat angry when they were in the meetings. That was me just a little bit before everybody came on board. But there's a group of people that are my neighbors, and they put up signs on 51st and Drexel and 60th and Drexel telling us when the quarry meetings would be, because I'd let them know. But now that has stopped too. That's stopped as well. So
sure.
I don't think it's one of those things. If there is a something, an air shock or something where people feel it, that would bring them out. You know, that's kind of what precipitates people's involvement is when they feel it or hear it or you know. Then there's interest. But for the most part of my district or surrounds the quarry, there's very little circumstances as to why they would be concerned about the quarry.
Sure.
They don't feel it the way my immediate neighbors do. And I live right on Drexel, probably a little bit to the south. I live just on the other side of the southwest berm. So you're not blasting in that area now. That's an area they don't blast. So although I feel it and I hear it, there's some neighbors directly east of me that feel it a little more and hear it a little more. So they're the ones that would be involved. So how you'd advertise it, I put out in my newsletters or stuff that I send out. And you could, if you know people that are interested, please invite them. I mean, we don't want it to be a closed session. I mean, we are a monitoring committee. We have to monitor the parameters of our PDDs. 23 and 24, and if there are violations, then we must report it to the council. I mean, that's our role, is to safeguard the city in the sense that the PDDs prescribe what is allowed. So with that in mind, Fred?
It's on.
The other way.
Well, I was just getting the feedback to... website has the city website has some information about the quarry. It's got a picture there and, you know, some general information. That's another place that they can go. It's also on the cable channels, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the
city cable. Because that's a free thing that the city can use. So if we would want to expand on that, you know, that's TV. That's probably the easiest way for people to get information is, you know, click the button and you're there. You don't have to do a URL or anything else. So there are ways to get that information out. There have been bits and pieces put out before, but nothing as a general thing that would say from A, like I gave Regalo some pictures from 1937 when it was all farmland. And then I think 38, 39, they started small digging in that area, and then it just continued on from there. But that's something that a lot of people probably don't know. So
the monitoring committee is not the land committee. You know, it's kind of like we're here to monitor that there is compliance within certain parameters of the quarry activities and that it's not adversely affecting the residents in the city. And that's our job. It's not a like the civic celebration committee or the police and fire or, you know, those kind of committees. So I more or less think we should be open to inviting anybody and everybody that would have an interest. And that's what I try to do when I send out minutes and my stuff to people, is invite them to the committees and ask them to be supportive. But other than that, I'm not sure, unless you wanted to do something with that or try to do something with that cable. Do you have a feel for that?
I was not aware of that.
There is a cable channel that puts up meeting schedules and it lists the officials and stuff like that. I think, what channel is that? On Spectrum?
Yeah, Spectrum, but I'm not sure which number. It's one of the lower numbers.
Yeah, 14? No.
I want to say anywhere between 25 and 50. Yeah.
Because when I'm going through it, I find it. I see it all the time.
Yep.
like they'll have civic celebration information and things like that. But we could put down, you know, I don't know if all the committees are scheduled to meet, but their schedule is posted out there or not.
I think whatever is sent to them.
So let's look into that, the spectrum option.
Question, roughly how many times a month?
Do you contact it about quarry matters?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Roughly how many times a month do you get contacted about quarry matters from the city, either by phone or email?
Oh, well, every time some people complain about with a phone call. So,
sure. Okay, well, yeah, so for example, right now, so I'll have to call you back.
This year, it's about 15.
Okay, so not a whole lot of interest.
When we receive a complaint over the phone, if we have a meeting scheduled, then I say, hey, we have a meeting next week or 2 weeks, so they are aware that we have the meeting.
Well, we've got the meeting in August, November, and February on the books, because that's when Stantec is coming. Let's hold this over to, unless there's something major in terms of some rise in complaints. I don't think we would need an August meeting.
July.
July. Okay. And then possibly August. I'm not sure unless there's some major things to report, because I know we will be meeting. Well, August.
August is Stantec.
August we do meet. Mm-hmm. And then September and November, you said?
November. Mm-hmm.
September, November, or
no,
February?
No, August, November, February. Okay.
So those meetings for sure we can put on our calendar. I mean, mm-hmm. those are there. But we can talk about this again at the August meeting.
I can add the item again.
See if there's any new information, and we'll forego July at this point. Is that what we're saying? Is that a consensus? Or I'm not sure.
You mentioned the Stantec contract.
Yes.
Something that needs to be discussed before the August meeting.
Well, you'll get a copy of it. Didn't have a chance to read it over.
Well, and yeah, we normally start the discussion, I don't know, September, October. So if we have in August, we will have the Stantec here, so we can discuss the contract.
Yeah.
The same meeting.
That's
so,
what you.
Yeah.
That's what mm-hmm. you kind of decided, or mm-hmm. when I yeah. suggested. That's what you suggested back. That mm-hmm. that's when we start the discussion for the August mm-hmm. meeting.
Yep.
Hopefully, it'll be in place by the end of the year, because typically that has gone over into the next year. But if you get an understanding of it and know what they provide for us in terms of information and when, that's a big help.
I wonder if all the committee members know that the quarry pays for the contract that we have with Stantec or any of the other monitoring that we do with the quarry. And it's set by PDD and that's where we operate from, is that amount of money. So it's not taxpayer money. It's from the quarry to make sure that, you know, we're all in agreement with the PDD regulations.
Any other thoughts on?
Yeah, just the frequency discussion. I would think coming out of February, if you had a spring meeting, a potentially like an early summer like we're doing now, so maybe a February, April, June, August, November, that kind of breaks it out. Unfortunately, that's not every other month or every quarter, which I think would be a little easier to predict. But maybe if we can get a schedule played out, and then maybe you put that into a small square little insert about the quarry, and you put it in the city newsletter on top of maybe the cable channel or whatever that is. You know, maybe that's something that we can help.
It's kind of like not limited to all those meetings, because if there is an issue,
certainly
we should be called back in session.
Certainly.
In terms
certainly.
Of complaints coming in or something on that order. I'd make a motion to that effect and
sure.
on the record, or do you want to just carry it over to next week, the August meeting?
As you may
decide. Let's just
decide,
carry it over to the August meeting.
Sure.
Carry over.
Just making a suggestion.
Okay, moving on to item 5B. Review and discussion on matters pertaining to the citizen complaints blasting data from Payne Dolan and Stantec, the city's consultant. You have been provided in the packet with that data that was submitted. Everybody get there?
Yes.
So the first sheet is the blue outline, and that's from the quarry. And then that's Vibratech is your, Vibratech is?
Both are from Payne
and Dolan. Both are from Payne and Dolan.
Well,
so we don't have a
Vibratech.
Yeah. We don't have a this is the Vibratech report that you put into this format, the blue line.
The difference is that Clint sent the information for every month.
Right.
But for June, because the month is still going, so I took the data from the Vibratech website.
I got it. So it just picks up from using that same information, but a different presentation.
Yep.
Okay. And what is the basis for that report? Have we got any complaints regarding what days?
Well, since last meeting, so then we have one complaint in May, complaints in June.
What dates in May?
For May was May 5th. For June was June 8th, 11th, two complaints. 16th, two complaints.
So on May 5th, there were three different blast times, or two different blast times?
For the complaint was referred to, the time was 1:50 p.m.
Okay, so it was the second blast on that day.
Yeah.
One complaint?
Yep.
What neighborhood were complaints coming from? South of Drexel?
This is 85th Street.
85th Street? Is that right?
58.
No, 58, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
And that would be south of the quarry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And our numbers indicate that they were on that particular date. There were three readings that we have, or two readings that we have, three readings that showed actual data, and they were all in compliance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like that there was on the 5th, at 11:29, the 1.03, where does that come in there for PPV?
Well, the PPV, PPV is the
Bottom of the blue page there.
But the complaint was for the meeting at 13:50.
They might have felt it from the morning. That's what I'm trying to look at and say maybe that's when they called. Or they felt one but didn't know a time. So I'm just looking at the higher number on the 103.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And where is that within the compliance? 123 was what they have to comply with?
What's your question?
Okay, the 0.103 on 11.5 at 11:29 on the 51st Street.
Okay.
Monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 0.103. And
okay.
That's the highest rating that's shown on
right,
this data.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that is still within compliance.
Right, yeah, because the maximum limit is 0.3.
Okay, so there's nothing in this data then that would indicate anything that would be out of compliance.
No.
And that carries over to June as well, starting with the 8th?
Yep.
numbers in red are what again? Oh, Homeview is what?
The numbers in red is the highest either PPV or either air blast measuring decibels for that blast event.
Okay. From all the different monitors, it's picking out the highest.
Right.
Okay. And again, those are all within compliance by the looks of it here. Okay. Any questions from anybody on this? Keep up the good work.
Sure.
Makes our jobs a little bit easier and less contentious, so I'm hoping everything stays well. Okay, we did discuss the meeting schedule. I don't think we need to go back to that. We've got it pretty much laid out for the next meeting will be in August. Is there a date?
So I would recommend August 26th.
26th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thursday.
Is that okay with everybody's schedule?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Mark, put it on your calendars. Anything else that would like to be discussed?
Mike, this information is also put on the website, the blasting information.
It's partly packet.
Is it on the website?
Can citizens access this information, the PPV and the air overblast?
Because we upload the MIDI packets to the website, so it's part of the packet. So yeah, so it's accessible. Yeah.
There's more information that we can provide.
And Clint always lets you provide this information to Regulo as well as the fire department. You said. Is that still being done? I think you mentioned that last time, that you still submit it to the fire department, or is it just planning?
So I submit it to, I think I end up submitting it to Heath, to Regulo, and to yourself, the monthly summary.
Okay.
And then you still have access anytime. And I think that's where that started. Fire department has access or had access to the website too, just like Regulo
does.
Okay. So.
Because the planning department was supposed to receive a copy of this, and at one point, I don't know, we couldn't figure out whether the fire department requested that nobody was looking at it, but so there was an issue as to whether that was still in play or not, but apparently they have access to it if
it's
necessary.
Yeah, I think, Mike, that started when we went to the permit seismographs that then had online access to it, so you didn't have to deal with all the paper of sending all the monthly. You could get it instantaneously, pretty much, as soon as they recorded. So that's why I think.
But I don't think we ever changed that guideline as far as submitting it to the fire department. So.
Well, all the complaints related to quarry, that it's handled by the planning department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe down the road, if we've got a real slow day, you could look up and see if that still requires it to go to the fire department, and then we could permanently change it to be what is the actual ongoing practice.
Okay,
I will accept a motion for adjournment if we want to. I'm having too much fun, you know. You just
motion to adjourn.
There's been a motion and second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. 6:25 or so.